Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to wellness supervisor with the Knoxville Recreation Center, Angela Jones, as she discusses how the rec center has dealt with reopening as well as upcoming programs for the summer. It's almost been a month, Angela, that the rec center's been back open. People have been taking part in the classes, taking part here in the facilities. I guess, first off, just take us through kind of what it's been like this first month and how you guys are continuing to make sure that patrons here at the Knoxville Recreation Center are staying safe.
We are continuing to follow the COVID guidelines for social distancing. So when we have fitness classes, we have taped marks on the floor, and we keep people 6 feet apart. The instructor brings out the equipment, wipes it down before they ever use it, and then we wipe it down when you're finished with it and put it away. That goes through all the facility. We've limited number of members that are allowed in each room. For instance, the weight room, we only ask that six people are in there at one time and that they complete their workout and then exit so the next person can go in. Same thing with the circuit room, same thing with the racquetball room. And then we make sure that it's clean. We also walk around and sanitize everything with a air-based disinfectant twice to sometimes four times a day, depending on the usage of the club. And then we are wiping down in the middle of the day as well. We have cleaning staff coming in and wiping everything down and cleaning. We have buckets in all the rooms where if you come in as a member and you use a piece of equipment, it goes in the bucket, so we know that we're wiping it down before somebody else uses it.
Now going forward, obviously, a little late start with the pool here in the rec center, obviously, with the precautions and everything with that. There were lap swim and some swim lessons were available, but now pool's starting to open up for some fitness classes and some open swim.
Yes, we went right back on the schedule with open swim, our normal times. It's Monday through Friday from that 1 to 3 time.
And when it comes to the open swim, I guess I know right now, obviously, it's being summer. Kids are going to want to take advantage of that. What do they got to do to swim here at the Knoxville Recreation Center?
You can come in anytime you come into the rec center. It's anything that we have under the door or through the doors is free with your daily admission or with your membership, so open swim. Or you can pay that drop-in daily fee to come in. You can take memberships by the month, 3 months, 6 months, or a year as well. All that comes with it, including your fitness classes. And we now have the water classes back on the schedule. We have 5 mornings a week from 7:50 in the morning until 8:30, and then 5 nights a week from 6:20 until 7 p.m. and on Saturday morning.
Now, obviously, with the fitness classes, more classes obviously coming here at the Knoxville Recreation Center. But as a part of that, going into the rest of the summer, July, August, people obviously like to stay fit, like to get their exercising on. So take us through, I guess, what is new and what's coming up for the Knoxville Recreation Center over the next couple months.
Well, we decided to have a little fun. We put together a quick summer fitness challenge. It's designed to help you lose that COVID-19 that everybody's making fun of, but the reality is less movement with the fitness centers being closed equates to sometimes a little change in the body. So we're trying to help that by making it fun. All it is you attend 19 fitness classes in the 2-month time frame. So that's starting July 1st all the way through August 31st. If you attend those 19 classes, you just sign up at the front desk. We're going to give you a bag full of goodies. We have the drawstring bag that has the rec logo on it and lots of other fun things. Now, the special part about this challenge is typically we've charged for these in the past. We are not charging now. It is free to sign up for both members and non-members. The only thing that would be different is as a non-member, if you want to come in and take that fitness class, you're just going to pay that daily fee.
Now, when it comes to the rest of the rec center and being part of here and enjoying the facilities, what do people need to do to either sign up for a membership or just come in and enjoy everything?
You can come in and we will help you right at the front desk. We have all the guidelines in place. Like we talked about the cleaning, we do have the plexiglass up front and we will be right there to help you. We'll get you signed up, whether it's daily, monthly, 3 months, 6 months, whatever you want, we are here for you.
Now, also, when it comes to questions regarding this challenge or the pool or anything here at the rec center, who do they call to get a hold of and ask those questions to?
You can call the front desk. You'll speak with Lauren, our front desk supervisor, or sometimes you might get myself or Olivia. You can call and specifically request to talk to one of us. And if we're not available at that time, we will give you a call back. If you have any concerns about fitness classes and how many people are attending, or the water classes and how we're doing that, the lockers, we have no problem at all talking to people just to kind of calm down fears and let them know that we are doing everything above and beyond even what's required.
Thanks to Wellness Supervisor with the Knoxville Recreation Center, Angela Jones, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.